I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Actually, speaking of the epidemic of fatness, Lemaire suffered a fat attack, dude, in public.
Oh, you bringing up Lemaire's fat attack? Lemaire.
Lemaire said it wasn't a fat attack.
It is 100% a fat attack, dude.
I'll give you the version.
Before we go any further, I will say this. High school football.
Yeah.
Every single year, a kid suffered from a fat attack. And it's the funniest thing in the world. No, you remember this? When kids on the team would be like, I'm having heat stroke. And they'd have to sit in the gator. They'd have to sit in the gator under the shade. Fat attacks on the football field.
Fat attacks are real.
And then occasionally dudes would die from fat attacks. Like every year across the country, a bunch of dudes die from fat attacks in practice. But every year, dude, one of them listens to this. One of my friends had a fat attack, and I know he listens to this. They taped ice across his chest, and he had to sit in the gator with his shirt off.
Yeah, you need – they're like EpiPens or
Nugs,
like defibrillators.
Dude. What up, Nugs?
Instead of the defibrillator, you need like a fan for a fat attack. You're just like, oh, hold on. Let me.
Fat attacks are brutal.
Blow some air. Turn it up. No, we need high. Turn it up to high, doctor.
So, Lemaire, you got sent to the gator, dude. They had to put you under a tree.
This was a story I heard. It was that the place was packed, right? So already it's packed, summertime. The threat levels for a fat attack are high. So I said, Lemaire pulls up.
They should have that on the news. Like a weather channel would be like, today's fat attack probability is red. We're in the red today. Might want to powder your balls, fats.
Powder your balls and keep a towel handy to dab your head.
If you're black, you can carry a towel, which is nice.
I saw a guy dabbing his head today.
If you're white, you must wear shorts and Crocs.
Yeah, so Lemaire, the story was you rolled up. It was sweltering. It was crowded. And then
showed up uninvited.
Good friend of the
correct
podcast.
Me if I'm wrong. Uninvited to well, no, a full
he was
capacity.
Warned. He was warned. Our friends were like, Lemaire, it's really crowded here and it's really hot. You can come, but it's going to be kind of miserable.
So his friends were like, there's a good chance you're going to have a fat attack. I'm not going to say it, but it's hot up here. It's not built for the thicks.
Yeah.
The so fats.
You were discovered on the steps of this place. Am I correct? sitting, not laying.
Didn't make it to the roof.
No, I think he made it. He went back in.
You can make like a video game out of it, like an Oregon Trail. Just Lemaire trying to get to a rooftop.
It was hot.
You have to stop and hunt for chips. You have to dump, dude.
Dude, it gets even better. So the story I heard that you, I guess you went out there, like, oh, it's too crowded, hit the steps, and then you were discovered by a friend of the podcast sitting there.
Friend of the podcast found you.
She was like
collapsed in the hallway,
concerned, and was like, "Dude, are you okay?" And you were like, "I don't feel well." So then you went and
they gotta treat it. They gotta throw buckets of water on him. They gotta treat him like a whale being transported to a different tank. They gotta throw water on him.
Lemaire was then transported to the owner's bed, the owner, and laid in the owner's bed. Fans on. Did you have a cold towel? I believe there's a cold compress applied.
No.
Ice, maybe?
You don't know? You blacked out?
There was ice. You fatted out. There was ice. Your Honor, I fatted out. I don't recall. There was ice. I think the person applied ice, and you laid it.
To his brow?
To was his brow. Like, oh, true.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank Lemaire, you. Quick question. I mean, look
at
off the...
Look at your pride right now. I see your pride.
I don't have any pride.
Admit your attack.
I was being a cool guy.
And you're being Mr. Cool?
I was being Mr. Cool.
How cool?
I was at the punchline before
being Mr.
Cool,
cool
with Andy and Nate, and I had like three or four scotch and sodas.
You can't drink. Do you drink?
I drink a little bit.
I feel like I never drank with you.
No, we have to.
Now he drinks. Well, he's a mogul.
True. Now these bullying white executives.
So you had a couple of scotch and sodas.
I had a couple of scotch and sodas. Then I go to the roast battle, very nervous, get upstairs.
What
somehow.
Are you nervous about?
Because I didn't think I'd get in. And then you get...
Oh, because it was full capacity and they said don't come.
Yeah, more welcome.
We can't let you in.
Yeah, but what else am I going to do? Just wait.
That's a Mr. Cool move. I know what you did. You big-timed everybody there. You
I
said,
didn't big-time.
You know me.
More scotch and sodas. You barged
I'm Matt
in.
And Shane's producer. You
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say anything.
So you ran to your car and grabbed a knife.
True.
I followed Andy.
And Matt's wife was there to stop you.
Andy was on a roast battle, so I followed them in.
Got you.
Andy was on it, so I came with him. And then they had this drink in the back that was like wine and I don't know. It was I drank jungle a bunch. Juice? I drank a bunch. Sangria. It was jungle juice. I think it was jungle juice. I drank a bunch.
Sangria brings me back to Madrid. I'm going back to Madrid, dude. I'm getting some sangria. A little fall. You get to walk through the streets and the marketplaces. They just ladle you some.
You gotta go, dude.
Sangria.
You gotta go back.
I said, damn it, damn it.
You're back like a full, like old school country, like a little.
I'm going
Paris.
Full I'm going back MAGA, dude. I'm going full MAGA.
Probably get respect over there.
The fascistas?
Fascistas, dude.
The fascistas will be like,
yeah, dude.
Dude, get this guy in here.
So, Lemaire, so you go in there, you shoulder to the punch bowl.
Yeah.
You came
elbow
in
your way to the punch bowl.
I came in drunk, and I started power drinking, and then I the show was over, and I was like, I got to go on the stairs. I'm sweating, and I threw up, and I went to sit down, and then Kyle
you threw up?
Ew,
you
show,
threw up punch?
I threw up. It was like a lot. It was like,
yeah, but you threw up the. Oh, there was food in there.
Yeah, there was food in there.
Jesus.
What were you grubbing on beforehand?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. What were you grubbing on?
Probably Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle and
Chipotle scotch and jungle juice in a fucking hot stairwell. That was just. That's like a pressure cooker, dude. That's
yeah,
like a
dude.
They put that. That's like what those.
That's
kids,
a bomb.
That's yeah. That's Boston Marathon. They just. They just put Chipotle and scotch in a Lemaire, set him on the sidewalk, and he exploded.
So you hit the steps. You puke.
After I puke, I hit the steps. I was on the steps because I was waiting for the bathroom to open up and waiting for nobody to be there so I can go puke. But then I was discovered.
Good friend Kyla Fox discovers you.
Yeah, a lady found him. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yay, what are you doing in here? Oh, my God, are you suffering from a fat attack on the steps? No, it was Chipotle. That's a fat attack, dude. Don't try to blame pre-existing conditions on this.
That's that's true. That's like a COVID test.
Yeah, it's
you
a
have
COVID
pneumonia
test.
And you have a little bit of COVID. So you're discovered on the steps. So you did take refuge. You St. Francis of Assisi in someone else's bed.
Yeah.
Until your feet.
You rested up. They laid you to rest in someone's bed.
He was in a fevered state. In his fevered state. Oh,
dude, just putting a fucking sweaty dude you didn't invite to a party in your bed. I fucking hate you for this.
Sneakers on?
I didn't lay in the bed. I laid on the.
I can't believe you assumed he was wearing sneakers, but go ahead.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, they were. Side of the bed, though. I didn't like put my feet on the bed.
Were you wearing your tennis shoes? Your finest tennis shoes? You didn't put your feet on the bed.
No,
you remember that. You don't remember anything else.
No, I remember Kyla.
You remember the thing where you were polite. That's what you remember?
I remember Kyla guiding me to the bed, and then she left.
Did you think you were getting some?
No.
You're like, damn, girl, you're going to take You move quick. She found you in the stairwell. I was like, come on, get to the bedroom now.
Quick, you have 24 hours. So how did you recover? What happened?
I laid down for like 10 minutes, and I went upstairs on the couch, talked about basketball, and then I drove home.
Fat attack. If you recovered
home.
In 10 minutes.
Remember the golden days of Matt and Shane's secret podcast? We call that the Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt, some funny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess, a stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic, and Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs and the molecular chemistry that made MSSP great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic of the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy. We'll be right back.